Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 5:44 in the morning. It's foggy out there.
Yeah, I heard.
Take it easy. Mm-hmm. Give yourself a couple extra minutes and go slow.
What do you mean it's foggy over the bridge?
It was just like... Even in my neighborhood, it was. I was like, oh, my God, I can't see 30
feet really?
In front of me. Yeah, it was crazy.
That's what KCBS was reporting.
Yeah. Even so it's not foggy on the peninsula.
Not in the peninsula, but I was coming into the city. I thought it was my windows.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, no, that's fog.
Yeah, it was definitely thoopy out there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Didn't see it. Glad I missed that.
Even when I went through the tunnel, it was like the cars had sucked the fog in.
Whom and I were just talking about the movie. It's Did we find out? Are they re-releasing the original The Fog movie, or they're remaking The Fog?
I think they're re-releasing it. It's
Adrienne Barbeau. Remember her?
I remember her for sure. I don't think I ever saw The Fog, though.
Yeah, I don't
That's
think
That's
a
Stephen King book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, that was The Mist.
Oh.
I don't know if that's... I don't know. Look
I liked Adrienne Barbeau, though.
Yeah, she's hot. Yeah.
Would you hit that?
Well, as a boy, I thought very long and hard about that.
Yeah,
it's a re-release of the 1980s. I don't know why. So the plot is an unearthly fog rolls into a small coastal town 100 years after a ship mysteriously sank in its waters.
Ooh.
Directed by John Carpenter.
Oh, he's a good horror
The
guy.
Writer, Vinny, it says novel by English writer James Herbert.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is in it?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, so is Janet Lee.
Goodness, star-studded.
We were saying Adrienne Barbeau. I go, yeah, well, my age, people know her from The Daughter in Maud. Do you remember? She was the daughter in Maud. She was,
she really?
Hella hot back then.
She was the right, because she was semi-grown daughter.
Yeah, and then Hooman goes, oh, Cannonball Run. I go, yeah. She was so hot in Cannonball Run. She had that sexy racer outfit.
I wonder if she ever was in Playboy.
I feel like she was.
Look it up.
Because I know I spent way too much, and I'm sure I didn't see any of her movies. I mean, I guess I saw Cannonball Run.
Yeah.
There was a show on HBO 10 years ago.
Yeah, she was in Playboy.
Called
Carnival. Topless pictures, Playboy.
Can you guys see if that was... I think that was Adrienne Barbeau. And she was
Carnival?
Yeah, Carnival. She was like an elderly fortune teller.
Uh-huh. Oh, hubba,
but still
hubba.
So hot. If it's the girl I'm thinking of. If it's not, then I'm not sure I know who Adrienne Barbeau is.
I mean,
because
she always had the biggest smile.
Big smile, big old...
it says,
face.
Oh, that's
Whoa.
Right. In the 70s, Broadway's original Rizzo in Greece.
Oh, funny.
She did real nudity.
Open stuff?
Yeah.
Spread eagle stuff?
I don't think that's her. I see that picture, too.
You don't think that's her?
No, she wouldn't.
That is surprising.
Yeah, that's definitely...
Someone just put her head on someone else's
maybe.
Body.
They did a good job with the Photoshop, but it's... Yeah.
So she was also in Swamp Thing, Escape from New York, whom and I were talking
Swamp
about that.
Swamp Thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I know that lady. Anyway.
Did you find her in Carnival so I can know if this is...
Yes, she was.
Oh, thank God.
She appeared in the
2000s.
She appeared on the HBO series Carnival as Ruthie, the snake dancer.
She was older, but like in her 60s or something, but still so, so smoking hot.
She's about 73 now.
Yeah.
Yeah. From Sacramento.
She is?
From Sacramento.
Yeah.
Well.
So, watch out for the fog today, everyone.
Yes, look out for the fog. And watch out for the fog in a theater near you.
Ooh.
So, they're re-releasing it to theaters?
I guess.
Just like, remember how great this scary movie was?
We were going over all the crappy movies that are being released this week.
This week, yeah.
He's not doing a movie review today.
Well, he won't
so
do
bad.
A scary movie.
Yeah, that's true.
No so, movies reviews?
No.
I can't believe it. When's the last time we had a week without a movies review?
When are we going to peak then?
I don't know. Maybe we peaked yesterday. There's really no way to tell anymore.
I wish I would have known. I would have tried to think of something.
You better do something good today, Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny, you better peek.
Actually, hey, listen, let me tell you something. What? Go ahead.
We're going to peek tomorrow when Washaka gets here.
Oh, Washaka's coming in. Washaka's flying in today with her daughter, Chloe.
That's when we're going to peek for the week.
Washaka. Okay.
We do have Mo Mandel in tomorrow morning at 7.
Oh, we do?
We love Mo Mandel. Mm-hmm.
Why is he back? Is he having an event?
He's doing a show. He's doing some punchline stuff.
And, I love Mo. Mo Mandel.
Dogma. He's doing a little whatever. He's around
this
weekend.
Tour. Yeah. This weekend.
Good for him. Well, sure. we don't see the guy for like a couple of years, and then we see him twice in two months.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yeah. So Washaka will be here, Vinny. I was trying to decide if I wait till tomorrow morning to see her, because I know I'm going to start crying when I see her.
You got to see her today.
But, I'm going to see her today when she's going to fly in
daughter?
This morning. 12.
Oh, just a little kid.
Yeah.
Does she know? Have you met her daughter?
No.
Oh, that's.
I haven't seen Washaka.
That is so rad.
How old am I? Gosh, 25 years?
It'll be weird for her daughter, but it'll also be cool for her daughter to see her mom with one of her youthful best friends.
Yeah.
How old's her daughter?
12.
12. Oh. That's neat.
You're going to have to take it easy, though, because, you know, the daughter's there.
No, yeah. Oh, I know.
You guys can't go full bore.
No way.
Well, we really, like, growing up, we didn't drink a lot. Oh. We smoked a little weed. I think there's doobies in the picture that you posted, right?
Yeah, right.
I tried to have your back,
and then you actually said, no, it's not garlic. Okay.
I don't know
hey, man,
what it is.
Legal
I'll
here.
Have to ask
now,
her.
It's not like they can retroactively prosecute you for something that some other person had hanging
I know,
up in
but I mean, the 12-year-old, we're talking about the kid, right? I mean, the weed is clearly in that picture.
They're from Chicago. I think they got things... You know, there's weed over there.
You think there's weed in Chicago? I don't know.
Like, I don't know if she lives in the city anymore. She's from the
west side of Chicago,
but she might live in a suburb now. I really don't know. I don't even know what she does for a living.
You don't?
No, like, we have not. We've texted the last few weeks. We've only texted, haven't even spoken on the phone and emailed.
And she agreed to come here without having caught up with you at all?
Mm-hmm.
And did you... Oh, that's so strange.
Ask the questions.
Well, so when you first contacted her wanting her to come back, did you just say that or did you lead up to it like,
no.
Hey?
I said, I need you here for my birthday.
And sorry we haven't talked for so long?
No, I don't care about that. When you're friends like that, you don't need to catch up
that's,
and talk.
There are certain
it's
people
just boom,
that,
boom.
Well, yeah. I agree. And yet, she has a whole life there that she's living. And I mean, if you... There are people I would drop everything for sure. But there's also people who, if they said, hey, I need you, I'd be like, okay, but what's up?
Because
I got two little kids and crap and work. And
no, I said, she says I have a 12-year-old. I go, bring her with you. No problem.
Wow.
Get your room down the street. You're going to come on the show on Friday. Woo-hoo.
Has she known... About your radio career and the things that you've been up to and that you're married or none of that?
I don't think she... It, only probably what she's seen on social media.
Oh. So you guys have just been sort of like you were friends and then you...
Dropped
apart,
off.
And then
you're
back on Facebook
I think
friends.
The last time I actually spoke with her on the phone is when we were still in the other building.
Oh, my God.
And I was living at that condo.
I remember that condo.
Sort of Belmont off Pohemus right there, off 92.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the last time I actually spoke with her on the phone.
Washaka. The mysterious Washaka.
But this is your youthful best friend.
Yeah.
Coming back
into
your life.
We went to high school together in Santa Barbara, 10th and 11th grade. And then I had to come back home. My dad made me come back home here. And then... And then she graduated from that high school and then came
up here. Well, she
must
have moved up here with you, right?
To USF. She went to USF and graduated from, like, we would party in her dorm room and all that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I thought you went to school in Santa Barbara, so you must have just seen her when you came home. I mean, we went to college in Santa Barbara.
No.
I went to college here.
I went to City College and State
here. But she was at USF. Yeah, and lived in the dorms.
I get it.
Yeah, it's kind of confusing because I went back and forth. But
so your mom was living in Santa Barbara? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I get
it. My brother went to UCSB.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, my dad maybe come home because me and my mom got into it.
No, just come back up here, dear.
No, he said, you get on the next Greyhound and get your ass back home.
There was no deer. Oh.
No, my boyfriend. Ah.
Your
he goes,
boyfriend.
I'm going to let you stay one night with him.
Oh.
You could stay at his house one night, and then you're on the next Greyhound.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
I know, it was so sad.
I dated some girl for a minute that was at the school
Santa
in the
Barbara,
dorms.
CSB,
no, here
USF?
In the city.
Oh.
It's a fun thing to be that age and leaving school into this, like leaving the dorms into the city,
mm-hmm.
eating at restaurants and, you know, seeing what happens in the night. It's pretty cool.
When did you date this girl?
Interesting.
I don't know. However old I was, I came up here. I wasn't working here.
Oh.
This was me coming up here to.
She was going to school up here and you were coming up to see her.
Hang with her for a minute.
What was her name?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Somewhere out there, there's a list you stole from me.
Right.
All
say,
these people,
my name,
yeah, 20,
say my name.
20 people.
Did you guys have premarital sex?
I don't know.
Yeah, they
of
did.
Course
he
did.
Came up to San Francisco.
Let me.
And they were college age. They absolutely had
let
sex.
Let me just point out that list was in your hands, in your possession,
right.
Forever.
Mm. And then it disappeared.
And then suddenly it was gone. Yeah, just went away.
Weird. So. And it was actually a whole folder.
Yeah, there was a whole folder. Yeah. No, just that. Someone went into the folder and took that piece out.
Oh, I thought it was on like the inside of the folder.
Oh, because you couldn't possibly have misplaced it.
No, I think I rewrote. I had written it out. Mm. No, I couldn't have because I don't misplace things that are in my folders. That's why they're in my folders, so that I don't misplace them. And I knew exactly where it was at the bottom of the pile, and so I went to get it one time. And it just wasn't there. So
Watcha.
Strange. What a strange
so
thing.
Watcha.
I don't know what happened to it. Wakasha.
And then once she left the dorm rooms, and then we got an apartment
on
19th Avenue. Yeah, we lived together.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's fun.
There was too many people there. I had to go.
But then you were dating somebody. Was it in Sacramento?
Yeah.
And that was where she came.
He was the high school boyfriend that I started out with. Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
That guy.
That's a story that we're going to probably have to tell tomorrow.
You could tell that.
I bet Wasaka has all the stories. Like every time Yuzi's about to open up and stops, Wasaka knows the rest.
Mm. Well, there's some stuff she doesn't know.
Stuff she does know, though.
It's probably, I couldn't even remember. She probably remembers stuff that I don't even remember.
Yeah, that'll
remember.
Be good. We can't
wait
to
I am
going to
farm Wasaka like you would not believe.
Get your hoe out,
it'll
Vinny.
Be funny.
Yep.
Get that hoe out.
It's cool. I can't
get
wait.
That hoe
I
out.
Can't
get all
wait
the hoes.
To see her. I'm just going to hold her so tight.
Wasaka.
707 says, can you give a shout out to Kevin and Chris when your show starts? We are in Italy and just realized we could watch your show on the Looking Glass.
Hey, everyone, wave to the
Chris.
Cameras.
Kevin
get us all Vaughn.
Flip it all around, Vaughn.
Italy. What time is it
in
Italy
just
right
kidding.
Now, you guys?
It's messed up.
Bryn?
In Italy, it's probably 2 in the afternoon.
Wow.
I'm still waving. Am I the only one?
3 in the afternoon?
It's just 3 in the afternoon.
Vinny waving?
Nice job, too.
I did. I waved. Thumbs up. Wave. Hi. Nice to see you. Hello, Italy.
Mm. Hello.
Italy.
Check out Sicily while you're there. That's where my people are from.
Oh, my God. You're mafia, then.
Well, I don't.
Well, he's not mafia. I mean, he's a DJ on a.
Yeah, I'm not.
An Alice.
I'm not that, actually. My day really doesn't consist of.
Are you a made
thugging.
Man yet? Vinny?
Yeah, you're a made man.
No.
Did you stop by several businesses on your way home
day? I didn't thug anybody yesterday at all. I got home and.
And what did you do when you got home, Vinny? What was the first thing that you did?
I got a text from my friend, and he said, the surf's really good. You should leave
right
now.
This friend of yours. Is what is his name? Alfonso?
Vito.
Oh,
it's
Peter
Vito.
Cook.
Vito and Vinny. Oh, Pietro. I see.
Yeah,
I got it.
Anyway.
And what did you and this so-called friend go
it was
do?
That,
huh?
So he's like, you really, and I wasn't going to go. I'd planned on being home.
Why?
Well, I needed
because they have a baby.
Relief the mom.
So did you say, I got a meeting in town, honey.
Yeah.
I can't make it. My friend Pietro, he's making demands on me. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about it.
Anyway, no, I shouldn't have done it, though, because it was too windy, and I ended up wasting 2 hours. I mean, it wasn't wasted, but it was valuable. That was a valuable window I could have used another day.
What do you think? I made a time here? Made a money? Huh?
So then I got home, and then I did my job right now, because the kid's hip hasn't cleared fully for backpack use. Is
oh,
I just,
oh.
I just
wait, what?
What does that mean?
Yeah, remember she had like a hip thing when
she was born.
No.
This is the baby.
Okay.
When she was born, it's weird when they're born, the doc comes in and they do this check, and they're pretty quick about it, and they can tell a lot, I guess, when they do this check. So they did this check and they go, her hips may not be fully
formed.
I do remember you saying that.
I don't know what the deal is.
Like,
but
the socket's not closed.
Right,
or something.
Right.
You pop a leg out.
Right.
Easy.
So they were saying she may need a brace or whatever, which, okay. Anyway, it doesn't look like that ends up being the problem, but they've said you can't put her in that backpack yet until she's cleared a certain point.
Uh-huh.
So I have to do this and walk around the house.
You got a sling? You got one of those slings?
I don't. Well, I mean, I guess I should, right?
You should. They're almost as easy, and they just, you know.
They can't
can
flip right out
pretty
of that onto their head,
no,
though?
No, they're actually pretty, they're pretty good.
Okay. Yeah. I'll
look
into that.
I used to make those out of my swaddles. There's a way to do it. You can find it on YouTube.
Oh,
it's like, you know.
That doesn't sound good.
I know, but I made sure it was okay. You
yeah.
know?
No, we had my mom used to wear the kids in a sling all the time. Like, when my kids were little, she'd come over and just put the sling on, walk around the house, do all her stuff.
Oh, it's, I
you
do
know.
That.
Yeah, you can bend over. They hang. They're pretty tight to your body. It's not mm-hmm. like it's not
it's
like
it's not
a
even the bend over.
Under
it's
you.
Just the this.
Yeah, like, having
give me my arms.
It gives
back.
You your hands.
Right.
And they're all tight and kind of squished into you. So they like that.
All
know?
Right. Yeah. So that's really the gig right now is that. And then I went and found I had to study a little music.
Yeah.
Somebody's got a song to do.
That music lesson yesterday was so awesome.
Oh yeah, it was great.
Oh boy.
I was actually thinking maybe we should have just recorded something to play instead of that.
Ay, ay, ay.
Whatever. Let it go. It's almost Friday, you guys.
Right.
We'll make it through.
What's
one the song,
of the songs
man?
I was going to do needed a capo, and I didn't want to refigure out the chords, so I was...
What's a capo?
It squishes the frets down like two... It just
it raises
you
the
can
pitch.
Use it anywhere.
Raises the pitch.
And
right.
Really.
It's a... instrument?
It goes on the fretboard of the guitar.
Okay.
So you can put it up.
It's like a clamp. Just call it a
clamp.
Clamp.
It's a clamp.
Oh, clamp.
Sorry.
I know what a clamp is.
It's a clamp.
It's a clamp.
Right.
It's a clamp. It's
right.
A barring those.
She doesn't know. I mean.
Well, no, nobody knows. And
well,
I don't
that's
even
why I asked, because you guys are all musical. I'm not, so I know there's someone out there going, what? So.
No, John's got like 15 capos laying around. They're on every side table in our house. So if you ever need
he
a
uses
capo,
them a lot, huh?
Oh, yeah. He uses them, especially like if something's too high for me to sing or too low, he'll capo it up and play from there.
Whoa. Anyway.
Boom.
So the Take It to the Limit is out.
Oh, that's the one that's
Take
out.
It to the limit one more time.
It's out as in you're going to do
in
it?
As in I didn't have a capo and was like, well, I can't do that one.
Okay, so what are we looking at?
Yeah. Well, I
what
mean,
are we
you,
looking
you
at?
Gave me three songs.
On the highway.
You can do it.
And show me a sign. And take it to the limit. One more time.
Maybe I'll do that. Give me your capo.
I don't have one on.
What are you talking about? You just said you got 12 of them.
I'm not here. They're on every table.
I bet
in
engineering
my house.
Has a clamp.
Yeah, you want a clamp?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll
I don't
probably.
Know if that'll work. But
let me just wedge that onto my guitar. Yeah. I mean, who cares about the neck, right?
Right. Just screw it in the back.
Yeah. Okay, so I gave you two other options.
Right. Well, let me just. Maybe I'll go get a capo on the way home.
Well, hold on. If you make the wrong turn, it's an hour.
Well,
it's an extra hour.
Here in the city, while Oracle World is happening.
Yeah, she's going to get out of town. There's other music stores.
I'm getting the heck out of here for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt. But we have a secret show today, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We're married to it now, aren't we?
We are. We just said it on the air.
I didn't mean
to. We're settling it away. We're waiting for Brittany to come back.
Without Brittany here, it was impossible.
What about tomorrow when Wishaka's here?
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're going to do it.
I can't do it tomorrow.
We're not doing one with Wishaka?
That's the day to do it.
That's the day.
Anyone who can't do it tomorrow, I'm really bummed out.
I can't do it tomorrow.
There's a day to force it. Tomorrow's a day.
Oh.
Yeah, if there's a day to force it, it's tomorrow.
Well, okay, let's do one tomorrow, too.
No,
no, not two.
She's going to have her 12-year-old with her.
So we can send the 12-year-old down to the...
Grumpy's to get breakfast.
Yeah.
Perfectly safe
she can
at Grumpy's.
She get a drink at Grumpy's.
Right, yeah. Go get a drink at Grumpy's and meet us back here.
She'll be fine.
Use my ID. You look alike.
Like, you don't look like you, that.
I am her, though.
Yeah.
All right, KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy, it's Thursday. It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Morgan. We'll be back in a second.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.